All right.
Three,
two, one. Welcome, everybody, to Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, along with the awesome Dr. Lisa Liao.
Oh, it's glad to be back. We are back in the podcast studio.
Yeah, we're here, and it's beautiful outside. Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas, where we're all covered by pollen everywhere you go.
Everywhere is pollen. You've got Googles that are pollen all over the place. You know, everybody keeps asking, you know, what do I do? What do I do? And I'm like, we can talk today about a few things that you can do.
And you've got your deep voice on.
I do. I'm affected by the oak allergies as well.
I mean, the cars are yellow out there. It's certain times of year, and this year it seems to have bothered me more than ever.
I think a lot of people have been saying that as well. They're like, you know, I've tried everything over the counter. What else is there? And there's quite a few things that we can actually do to help decrease the inflammation. And for those people who have maybe a rheumatological issue, arthritis, or any inflammatory other component of a symptom, those symptoms are actually worse because the allergies cause increased inflammation in their body.
So it's more than
so they feel worse
than just your nose and throat. And wake up with a sore throat and you're coughing and wheezing.
At nasal drainage. That can cause gastric tummy upset too.
Well, there you go.
Yes, so it all goes hand in hand.
It doesn't. Oh, man, this is I'm going downhill on this one.
Yeah, a lot of people will say, you know, well, Doc, should I just take some more of that purple pill? And remind them, you know, there's a lot of natural things out there instead of just taking a proton pump inhibitor. And one of the studies that came out this week, actually 2 days ago, was that proton pump inhibitors may cause Alzheimer's disease. So it's something that we've always known that now we're actually seeing scientific evidence that this could be a cause. So that's where I always share with people, you know, there's some other things that are out there that are natural. So if you have some tummy upset, just consider AlloCure.com.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
a little sip, one sip.
You know, if you just feel green to your tummy, take it. I am sharing with you, it's a natural alternative to a lot of things that are prescription strength.
Well, there, we got started into this. And the other question was, who am I? I have to ask my mother that. If she was still alive, I would ask her. I've known Doc here for years and years and years, probably 13, 14 years. Mm-hmm. I started as a patient, and I do radio show, and I've done a radio show called Let's Talk Wheels for years. I've owned, so it's basic automotive stuff. So I'm more of a car guy.
Yes.
And
the first time that we started talking about it, you're like, I can't make this interview. Would you do it for me?
That's right.
And I said, absolutely.
Yep.
And that was a lot of fun. I took a lot of notes because I wanted to be just like you. And it's not easy knowing everything mechanical. It is just very hard for me.
It's not, but you did great.
Thank you.
This lady here is a race car driver. She can do all this other stuff. Water ski, airplane, flies planes, does everything. So she's more than just your typical MD.
And you are more than just a radio newscaster.
You teach
us and you guide us and you give us information, and that's what it's all about. You know, I work on the body. You work on things that are mechanical.
I look at the body that way.
Yes.
And that's, you and I have these conversations. And the thing is, she is so smart that sometimes I'll go, wait a minute. Tell me this in English. And I slow her down and say, now you got to tell people this. And we get into this. She has these words that are this long, and I have to go, you've got people listening on a podcast or something like that. I've got to ask you the dumb questions because they're easy for me because I'm dumb about this stuff.
Oh, no. There's never a question that's a dumb question.
There you go.
But they're all very serious questions.
But the questions that people are wondering about, like this COVID stuff and how real is it, how it's not real is it, seems like to me like the government's telling us it's almost gone, but more and more people I know have it more than ever. And of course, they're not getting it too bad. It's like the flu.
It's mild. It's like the flu.
Mild. Mm-hmm. My boys got it, and they got it pretty bad. And then 36 hours later, they were fine because of you. And a lot of these things, but some of them are getting the stomach part of it. Mm-hmm. Some of them are getting, there's different versions of it. Mm-hmm. And you and I are both got this pollen thing going on.
Oak pollen is very prominent right now here in the South. And that is the one thing that between that and cats, I am definitely allergic to.
When you turn on your windshield wipers and squirters and all this yellow gook goes running down the side, you go, that's in my nose. It's everywhere.
Like you said, when we first met, it was a matter of, I would really like to start this podcast.
And I said, I'll help you, but you'd love to.
Here we are today.
That's right. And I don't know, we probably got 100 episodes up or something. I have 300 350 or so of my Let's Talk Wheels radio show, but I'm nationwide on the Sports Map Radio Network. And then I also, the show after it plays on Saturdays, it comes, turns into a podcast.
Yes.
And then we add some stuff to it.
And you get to travel a lot as well.
Get to travel a lot and do a lot of classic car stuff. And this lady here is just a car nut. She really is. And motorcycles and boats and, airplanes. And if it's got an engine, she's pretty interested in it. So yes. She likes to go fast.
Just learning how the engine works is still... It's always very fascinating, and there's always things that you get to learn between pressures and temperatures, and it's very much like the body.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and explain this stuff. Somebody understand that one thing might affect this. You know, your nose is draining like crazy, and it's affecting your stomach. I didn't know it was going to affect your joints.
Yes,
because inflammation, and so you have to. All of a sudden, you're like, okay, this is.
It's a systemic. It's something that's right. Systemic. Just like if you have a problem with the oil, the whole engine's going to have a problem.
There you go. And then, the computer's acting up and things like that. And so it's just so interesting how it's just different. So if you've got one of those engineer-type brains like she does for a doctor, that's really great. She can just disseminate everything down into smaller particles, pieces.
I like the cellular level. Together. So it's the little tiny cells that we work on.
And so we've all got this stuff going around. And so that's who I am. That's who I am. We've been friends for years. And she's like my little sister.
Yes.
And
he's my brother.
I lost my sister and then I found a new one. So there we go.
Yes.
I gained one. So, and I really appreciate her. She's really awesome. But
I appreciate him.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And it works that way. And so we've called each other with problems and things like that. Mm-hmm. And this became the next best thing to do. And it's so much fun to do it. And I help them any way I can. Mm-hmm. And she helps me any way she can. And that's just how it works.
Yeah.
We help enough people. At some point, it's going to come back and it's going to help you.
Right. It's all about, it's just the synergy and the energy in the community.
That's it.
And that's what we get to do. And you've been reaching people through the airways for a very long time. And COVID really helped us to answer questions. And people would write in and say, what about this? What about that? And, from the simplest of how do I use my nebulizer? And that is probably our most viewed podcast, YouTube video. And we send that when patients have an illness and require a nebulizer because you need to know how to set it up.
Yeah, because you can get all kinds of nasty stuff in there.
Yes, you have to clean it up.
Things can grow in there.
Things can grow. You don't just lay it out to use the next time. You got to clean it out. Yeah, absolutely. Just like you have to clean out your pipes.
With their CPAP machine, same thing. I mean, some of the nastiest stuff can grow. You ever clean this? Oh, no.
Yes, it's amazing what Dawn soap can do. Dawn soap can go a very long way in cleaning your materials because a lot of times, when you're using a nebulizer, the medication that they're using can actually eat up the tubing and become very, flexible, not only flexible, but it'll actually break on you, just like ozone does on any plastic.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's just so different. One thing will affect so many other things. And you can get, that's funny, is you can get your nebulizer can be kind of infected with some, I guess, mold.
Bacteria
and things like that.
That's why always have your own tubing and your own mask.
You
can
get well, and you're not well because of one
thing. Because you're reinfecting yourself.
Yeah, over and over
Absolutely.
Again. Absolutely. And, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's why when families call and the whole family is sick, each one, they can use the same nebulizer machine. However, the tubing and the mask has to be different for each one of the patients in the family that we're treating.
Yeah, those things were popular for a while, and then they kind of went out of favor, and now they're maybe coming back. And of course, now you've got these things on television for all the stuff that you flush your nose out and do all these other things.
Yes.
And I'm like,
but remember though, the things that are in our nose are actually protective. You need that mucus. Granted, you can have bacteria and you can have fungus and you can have other things that are there that you need to wash out. But having that mucus is a protective layer so that it protects you from bacteria and viruses.
That's right. There are things
type of immunity.
I learned this thing years ago. I kept having sinus infections and I went and had a sinus, my nose redone and all this other stuff. And I kept getting sinus infections. I take antibiotics. 2 weeks later,
a sinus infection. Yes.
And then come to find out, it was a spot of bacteria from a root canal 15 years earlier, 20 years earlier that came back.
Yes.
And it kept infecting my sinus. So your teeth grow into your sinuses, and if there's one little speck of anything there,
right,
it will reinfect it. And I went to a dentist that knew what they were talking about, and he was an endodontist at the time. Of course, your hubby would absolutely find it in the heart. Yeah, Dr. Folds would find that in a second. And he said, it's right there.
Yes.
Why didn't those other five dentists and people see it? Why did the ear, nose, and throat guy see that one thing? They have the same x-rays. I can see it right there. There's your problem.
Because they weren't looking. They weren't looking to connect it. And that is the importance about oral health as well as systemic health, is that a lot of times when people will come in and will say, you know, we just need to, you know, people want to have straight teeth. Okay, we straighten their teeth, but it's more than just straightening the teeth. You open the bite, they sleep better. Now they're getting more oxygen. Guess what? We get to avoid the CPAP with them. If they're having serious allergies and sinuses, they may not be breathing well at night, and that's because of bacterial infection.
It's gonna change.
So that helps to open it up. Increased oxygen actually decreases bacterial load and virus load. Oxygen is a good antiviral agent. And it's natural. So there's different things that we're doing. And so it's very important to look at the whole body, not just one small part, head to toe.
You're right. It all affects, you know, the know that your teeth can affect this. I have tinnitus, and we're working on getting my jaw muscles
balanced.
So that way getting rid of my tinnitus. And the ears, nose, and throat guy doesn't know anything about that.
Right.
But they can see it.
Because the condyle can actually reform. And as we get, I'm going to say, wiser, and we have more sage in our life, which means we're getting older. The condyle, that's that little bone that when you move your maxilla and your mandible, that means opening and closing your mouth, well, you might have a little pop. And when you have that little pop, if you are not getting therapy and treatment quickly, you can end up having so much inflammation, it causes the tinnitus. If you wait too long, the tinnitus will not go away.
Right.
So that's why it's really important to have a physical exam and make sure that your dentist is also looking at that, because that all goes together.
He's got to be a smart person, or she has to be. Not only guys.
Yes, boys and girls.
Boys and girls. It works good. And so there is a difference.
So that's basically the story of how we met.
That's how we met.
Medical and dental. And in addition to, you know, consider that if you're having an upset stomach, it can actually come from your allergies.
There you go. It can kill you. So there you go. It looks like you feel like you're being killed. There are times my stomachs bother me and I feel like just go ahead and kill me, make me feel better.
Yes, and that's where... It's just take a little bit of something, which I like AlloCure over the counter. You can order it on AlloCure.com. You can actually use Dr. Lisa for a 20% discount. So
absolutely. You want to find out more about that, or AlloCure or Dr. Lisa at AlloCure. info@everydayhealthhacker.com. That's the way to find her. She reads those emails. info@everydayhealthhacker.com. She will read them. Not everybody else. She will do it. And she always does.
Yes, and we'll get right back to you. And we just appreciate, and we hope that you'll subscribe and like our podcasts and videos. And we look forward to talking to you next time.
All right. As always, on the behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the great staff here at Meridian Health Institute, and our producer, we really appreciate it. We hope you subscribe. We hope you like to come back again. And we really love to have you. And we enjoy it. Part of the family thing.
Yes.
All right. As always, have a great week.
And God bless. And we'll see you next week.